You shut up. You're getting emotional in the intro. The closest I ever got to writing a book was at primary school, when most recesses and lunch times were spent writing lines. I will not talk back to the teacher. I will not talk back to the teacher. And I filled up those pages pretty quickly, so I'm hoping that this is going to be similar. I love writing. Even though I'm no wordsmith, I spell and read words phonetically, and autocorrect can't fix or find replacements for 98% of what I write. I've always enjoyed expressing myself with a pen and paper. That was until I started writing this book, and now I'm so fucking stressed that I want to go and scream into a pillow. But how good's the cover, right? Now, for those of you thinking, oh God, I just spent actual money on a book by a girl who is only good at taking inappropriate, unflattering photos of herself, well, never fear. I'm going to tackle a lot of big issues in this book, from how rich Bill Gates really is to why laser hair removal is more effective on dark hair than on fair hair. Okay, that's a lie. I don't discuss Bill Gates or hair removal once in this book. I was lying to make you laugh. Please get used to it, because I do it a fair bit in the pages that follow. I have a real desire to make people laugh, no matter what the cost. I'm seeing someone about it. That was another lie. Here are 5 reasons why buying this book is a good idea. 1. You went into a bookshop to get it. Yay! Everyone wants to fuck someone who pretends to be smart. Or if you got it online, you can just click straight back over to Pornhub after purchasing it and get your fix there, whatever blows your hair back. Note, this book has in no way been funded by Pornhub, nor do the nice people at HarperCollins have any affiliation with Pornhub, to my knowledge. That was just a joke. A joke that I'm now having to explain. And as we all know, those are the best kind. And here's a neat drinking game, which you can play while you're listening to this. Every time you hear the word emoji, you need to drink. This is also the case for the words and, the, hashtag hot husband, and cervix. So cut loose. 2, if you hate it, you can totally re-gift it to a middle-aged woman named Beverly. They seem to think I'm pretty cool. 3, by purchasing this book, you have helped me buy school shoes for my kids. They say thank you for that. 4, people will think you're a feminist and everyone loves a feminist. Just ask Jermaine Greer. And 5, if Brandy Glanville, Google her, she'll love it, can write a New York Times bestseller, then so can I. Chapter 1, the one where I thought I would flip inside out. I've never really known how people start books, especially memoirs, and especially not one by someone who is 36, which is kind of weird considering I haven't even started my second and chosen career as the new and slightly less busty Michelle Visage. So I thought I'd just jump straight in with one of my favourite stories. Here it is. The story about the day I met my first son and how my once neat vagina became one big hole. Does anyone really plan pregnancies? I mean, seriously. In my experience, they have been a bloody big surprise. And not the delivery guy turned up with something you forgot you bought online weeks earlier kind of surprise, but more of a, sorry, we are out of bacon today kind of surprise at your local cafe. It's unnerving at the beginning, but you know, it's the best thing for you in the long run. I have 4 kids. I have 2 boys of my very own who came tearing out of me, and I inherited 2 girls as a package deal with my husband, Arpi. Sarah was 2 and Kai was 4 when I first met them. I've been a stepmother since the age of 21. I had my first boy, Lou, in a small town on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Arpi had bought a house there after his first daughter was born, and when I found out I was pregnant, I moved up there with him. So for those of you playing at home who have no idea where the hell I'm talking about, the mid-north coast is an area on the east coast of Australia, about 45 minutes south of Hygiene and approximately 1 hour and 20 minutes north of where all forms of inspiration go to die. Imagine Paris. Take away the culture, the art, the amazing food, the bustling metropolis and the traffic, and add trees, a beach, teen mums, 2 preteen stepdaughters, narrow-mindedness and a Woolies, and bam, you're there. There was nothing to do on the mid-north coast. Nothing. This is the appeal for a lot of people, but I ain't one of those people. I had to do something to stay occupied. I was living in the middle of nowhere, pregnant and raising 2 girls. My hormones were on a roller coaster and I needed to focus.